Ambodayashvasya hata vichukshubhyu. Nihrada bita di. Sorry. Digiba chichukrushu. Satavaduta jalada paratatan. Grahaschata drishti vimushta rochisha. Ambodaya shvasa hata vichukshubur. Nihrada bita digiba chichukrushu. Satavaduta jalada parapatan. Grahaschata durishti vimushta rochisha. Ambodaya shvasha hata vichukshubur. Nihrada buddha digida chuchukrushu. Mataji's. Thank you. Okay. Sata. By the hair on Lord Nisringadev's head. Avaduta. Shaken. Anjaladaha. The clouds. Parapatan. Scattered. Graha. The luminous planets. Cha. And. Tadurishti. By his glaring glance. Vimushta. Taken away. Rochishaha. Whose effulgence. Ambodaya. The water of the oceans and seas. Shwashahata. Being struck by Lord Nisringadev's breathing. Vichukshubu. And became turbulent. Nihradabhuta. Frightened by Nisringadev's roaring. Digibaha. All the elephants guarding the quarters. Vichukrushu. Cried out. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The hair on Nisringadev's head shook the clouds and scattered them here and there. His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries in the sky. And his breathing, agitated the seas and oceans. Because of his roaring, all the elephants in the world began to cry in fear. Translation responsively. The hair on Nisringadev's head shook the clouds and scattered them here and there. His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries in the sky. And his breathing agitated the seas and oceans. Because of his roaring, all the elephants in the world began to cry in fear. Purport. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 10:41, Yad Yad Vibhuti Mat Satvam Srimad Urjitam Evava Tad Tad Eva Vagatcha Tvam Mama Tejom Sha Sambhavam. Know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. The illumination of the planets and the stars in the sky is but a partial manifestation of the Lord's effulgence. There are many wonderful qualities of different living entities, but whatever extraordinary things exist are but part of the Lord's tejas, his illuminational brilliance. The deep waves of the seas and oceans and the many other wonders within the creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead all become insignificant when the Lord, in his special feature, incarnates within this material world. Everything is insignificant in comparison to his personal, all-defeating, transcendental qualities. Omigyan Timidandashya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhi Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara. So as we've mentioned previously, Lord Nrisimhadeva is one of the complete forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have several forms of the Lord who are considered complete, which means they have the power of God fully manifest within them. So there is Lord Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Nrisimhadeva, and then we can add Lord Balaram and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So it's like Purna Bhagavan, where the Lord is showing full manifestation of His potency. In other forms, He doesn't show the full manifestation of His potency. You know, Matsya, Koma, Varaha, there's a partial manifestation. Whereas in this particular form, Nrisimhadeva is showing almost like a full manifestation of potency. Of course, Rupa Goswami explains to us that in the nectar of devotion, that there are 60 qualities which the Narayan forms manifest. And then Krishna, he displays a further 4 qualities. So those 60 qualities which come, they show the supreme power of the Lord, and Nrisimhadeva shows all of that. As I mentioned last time, I think a couple of weeks ago, we're discussing this point. Chaitanya Bhagavat actually says that thousands and millions of Nrisimhadevas are just like a speck of dust at the toenail of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, which shows Lord Nityananda's potency. And he is the expansion of Swayam Bhagavan. So you can imagine the power of the original Supreme Lord. So Nrisimhadeva is like a complete manifestation. He's showing the power of the Lord. But then Krishna, he reserves to display certain features that are not found in the other incarnations. And this is timely because, you know, we're right in the middle of the festival season. Which festival are we in? Julan Yatra. What is your favorite festival? Janmashtami is your favorite festival. My favorite festival is Julan Yatra. This is where the Lord comes and shows these remarkable pastimes of swinging on the Julan. Actually, in Melbourne, it is one of the best Julan Yatras in the world because the deities can swing. You know, most of the temples in the world, they're just on a small rope, which is not as exciting. But here in Melbourne, they actually swing. Bhakti Mahaprabhu, you know, takes them right up. Other than that. But he's so expert. One of the 26 qualities of the devotee is daksha. Daksha means expert. You see, Bhakti Mahaprabhu, he can push them. They can go right up. They can enjoy. But they're not in danger. That's how it should be. And whenever there's someone pushes them and they get off tilt, then he corrects it. Very quick. He's expert, actually. I was watching him last night. He has many expert qualities. He's not ordinary personality. Does he listen to these lectures? Okay. So you're not listening, Bhakti Man, so I can say whatever I want. He's not an ordinary personality. I've seen his devotional service over the years. I was watching him last night. He's expert in serving the Lord. I could give a class and glorify him, but we'll stick to Lord Nrisimhadeva for today. We'll do that another time. So, this Julan is a very beautiful festival, but actually, for those who are more advanced in their Krishna consciousness, they can meditate. There are many more facets and features to this festival. We only see what we're seeing. We're just seeing the deities, you know, swinging like that. But actually, in the spiritual world, the festival becomes much more elaborate. There are different types of julans, and there are different types of pastimes. There's one pastime at Radhakund where even up until 20, 30 years ago, there was a tree kind of on the eastern side of Radhakund, and it had a twist in the branch like this. And Dinabandhu Prabhu, when he would take us on parikrama, he would say that at this place, Radha and Krishna would swing and do julan. And then one time, Krishna was pushing like higher, and each time going higher, like the Radharani was screaming. She was saying, no, 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 and she was holding Krishna very tightly because they're going higher and higher. And then Krishna made them go so high, they started going like this, and they went, end up on top of the tree. And Radharani, she was holding Krishna very tightly. And Krishna was very pleased because of the leela, the pastime. And Krishna is very young and adventurous. So he likes to swing very high. But sometimes, you know, girls get scared. So Radharani, she was a little scared, which worked to Krishna's advantage because then there was a leela, there was an embrace. So Krishna was very pleased. So they had this pastime, but the tree is gone now. Someone removed it, unfortunately. Or maybe it passed away, that particular tree. So this is one pastime that takes place. Radha and Krishna are on the jhulan, on the swing. Another pastime. Swap it anymore? Hope not. You have to make sure not. Okay, do always have to be more organized. This is Krishna's service. Krishna's service means everything has to be pakka, ideal, not sloppy. That's not devotional service. So, in the spiritual world, sometimes there are many different types of jhulans, and they perform this pastime in many places. Just like in Varshana. If you go to Varshana and you walk around, you do the parikrama, and you go around the back of Varshana, and you get to Krishna Kund, sometimes they call it Radha Sarova, it has different names. And then you look up and you can see Morkutia, and you can see Mangar. You know the place I'm speaking? Yeah, that place. So if you look up at Mangar, you know, the cliffs are very high, very steep. So Radha and Krishna do jhulan up there sometimes. And you know, the jhulan comes out over the cliff. Very exciting. Like the cliff is there, it comes right out over the cliff. And so they do many different types of jhulans. And they have a jhulan. One jhulan they have is in the shape of the Padma, the shape of the lotus. So Radha and Krishna, they sit opposite each other like this. You know, sometimes on the swing, you can sit opposite. Have you seen those kind of swings? You haven't seen? Don't they have those swings where you can sit opposite? None around here? Is there some? Not there. Or you can sit, or you know the ones like this, shaped like a round, like that, and you can sit, you can like look at each other. So Radha and Krishna, they sit in the middle. It's like a lotus flower, and they're opposite each other. And then there are like eight petals, like the lotus flower. And the Ashtasakis, they sit like that, around. And then the swing goes like that, and they can all look in at each other. And they, you know, the swing can go like around, like different shapes and everything. So they have many types of jhulans. So while we're doing jhulan yatra, you know, if we become more advanced in Krishna consciousness, we can meditate on many, many more things. You know, there are many more parts to the pastime. Even it is described that in Ananda Brindavan Champu, which is when I taught the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, that was the main book that I used for the Brindavan pastimes. Because it is very elaborate in terms of the revelations of the pastimes. So in Brindavan, Ananda Brindavan Champu describes that in the evening, sometimes they go out into the forest and they do Rasa Leela. Rasa Leela has four components. What are the four components of Rasa Leela? Right? There are four parts. Right? One is when they meet and they wander through the forest. You know, when the gopis first meet Krishna in the forest, And then before the dancing starts, they wander through the forest. That's called Rasa Leela. The second part is the dancing, which is generally what we call Rasa Leela, rasa dance. So they begin to dance. The third part is when they finish dancing, they all bathe in Jamuna, Jal Keli. They have water pastimes under the moonlight in the Jamuna. That's the third part of Rasa Leela. And then the fourth part is when Krishna breaks off, expands himself, and he goes with different gopis to different kunjas to receive service from different gopis and different mandiris, right? And he becomes Kunja Bihari. Yeah? So these are the different elements of Rasa Leela. So when he goes out into the forest in the nighttime, sometimes it's during holy season, right? When they're doing holy. And they get on julans and describe, they go into large groves. And the groves are very large, and there's like these julans, but the julans are like huge platforms where many people can stand. And they have, in the four directions of the grove, they have four julans. And they begin to swing them. So they're coming in and out like this. There's four of them, like coming in, all meeting each other in the middle. And they stand on the julans, on the platforms, and as the swings come in, they throw holy at each other. They throw flower bombs and different colours at each other. Yeah? So this is one type of julan yatra. So tonight when you're pushing the swing, you can meditate on whatever you want to meditate upon. Because julan yatra has many, many, many features. But when we become advanced in Krishna consciousness, we can meditate on these things. The spiritual world is variegated. There are many different types of pastimes there. Now, what separates Krishna in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the Nectar of Devotion, it describes that Krishna has four qualities, which even Nrisingadev or Ramachandra or Vamana, all these different incarnations, they don't display four separate qualities. With Nrisingadev, for example, you won't hear about Julan Yatra. Could you imagine Lord Nrisingadev on a swing? Right? We can't imagine. We don't hear Julan Yatra with Lord Nrisingadev. You can imagine like this ferocious lion. Every time the swing came towards you, it goes like that. It'd be very, it may not be the right pastime for Nrisingadev. And then Lord Ramachandra. Do you hear about Julan Yatra? We don't hear. It's not described. But one of Krishna's four features or four qualities which separates him from his other incarnations is Leela Madhurya, the sweetness of the pastimes. Krishna doesn't display those other kinds of pastimes. Right? The other pastimes are not displayed with the other incarnations. Because what separates Krishna from his other incarnations, even though Nrisingadev and Ramachandra are considered to be complete in their display of their potency, but they do not show Madhurya as much. Madhurya means the sweetness of the pastimes. Krishna reserves that for himself, right? And Lord Balaram. Right? Because Baladev Purnim, when is Baladev Purnim? When is it? Thursday. Which Thursday? What day is it today? Oh my God, it's 2 days away. Lord Balaram's appearance. Krishna. Balaram. This is Balaram's appearance, just coming. So close. So Lord Balaram also displays those four features that Krishna displays. Right? Leela. Madhurya. He also has Rasa Leela. He also has Rasa dance with his... He has his own set of gopis, his own associates. Everything is kept separate. Although sometimes Krishna and Balaram actually do rasa dance together in the pastime of Shankachuda, at Govardhan Hill. Right? It was Govardhan Hill, near Kusum Sarovara. You can go to that place, near the Ratnasimhasan. Right? At that place, then Krishna and Balaram were doing rasa leela together one night. Krishna had his gopis, Balarama had his gopis. They were doing the rasa Leela, the rasa dance, Shankachuta came, and then Krishna killed him and took the Shamantaka jewel, which was then passed. It was given to, eventually got to Radharani, and then it was, it ended up in Dwarka. Is described by Rupa Goswami in Lalita Madhava. It describes how it ended up in Dwarka and became the Shamantaka jewel, and then all these pastimes, they manifest. Spiritual world is intricate. Actually, the reason I believe Krishna is God, sometimes you have to question yourself, why do I believe Krishna is God? The reason I believe Krishna, because these pastimes are too elaborate. To me, a human being could not make it all up. It's just true. It goes back and back and back and back through the Puranas and, who was Kaliya in his previous lifetime? Who was Shankachuta? It's all so interconnected, and Prahlad Maharaj's family, and it's incredible. I don't think a human could do it. Right? Or if they did do it, they were extraordinary personalities. So, this is one of the things that separates Krishna from his other incarnations, right? Leela, Madhurya, right? The sweetness of his pastimes. He won't display Julanyatra in other forms, but he'll do Julanyatra in the form of Krishna. Brajendra Nandana in that original form in Vrindavan. And Balaram will also do everything Krishna does, Balaram also does. Balaram also does Julanyatra, but with his own gopis. They have it. They do all these pastimes. Another feature of Krishna is Prema Madhurya. Prema Madhurya means? Prema Madhurya. Anyone in ISKCON knows Prema Madhurya? The sweetness of the love. Right, it's a different mood. No one will hop on Nisringadev's back. You won't see it. You won't see one of them. I mean, they wouldn't even come near him. You see, when this is all finished, the demigods and everyone were... No one's going to go and sit on his back. But in Krishna's pastimes, the cowherd boys, they will wrestle with Krishna. And if they defeat him, because he quite often lets his devotees defeat him, then they'll say, okay, you're not so strong. Right? Now you have to carry me on your shoulders. So you imagine, we wouldn't do anything like this with Radha Vallabha. The mood is different. Right? But they have so much intimacy with Krishna, they will accept Krishna carrying them. Right? Actually, Krishna is the most powerful wrestler. There's pastimes with Krishna out near the western side of Braj, out near Badrik Ashram, Kedarnath, right out near the Rajasthan side. There's some pastimes out there where Krishna is wrestling with his friends, and he actually expands himself to wrestle with everyone simultaneously. And he starts roaring like a bull, right? And he starts spinning around. He says, come, come. And then he defeats everyone simultaneously. He's the most powerful wrestler. But sometimes he lets his friends win. He just wants to make them happy. So he says, okay, you can win this time. And then he carries them like that. So this is the intimacy, the madhurya, or the sweetness. The sweetness of Krishna's pastimes. Because this won't be shown in other incarnations. Right? And then there is the Rupa Madhurya. Rupa Madhurya means the sweetness of his form. Yeah, very sweet. Nisringadev, we may not describe Nisringadev so much as sweet all the time. Right? It's more like ferocious. Ugra Nisringha. Right? It's a different thing. But Krishna and Balaram, their form is sweet. And even when the gopis, when they see them at Kurukshetra later on, and then they say to Krishna, They say, we don't enjoy seeing you like this. You know, you're wearing a crown, you're wearing armor. Your mood is different. Please come back to the bank of the river, Reva, and allow us to serve you there in your very sweet form as a cowherd boy. Where is your flute? Where is your vamshi? You're there in Kurukshetra. You're not carrying the flute. You carry the gada. What is Krishna's gada? Gada. Club. Krishna has a club. And what is the name of his club? Kamodiki. Kamodiki. He has, I have a god sister called Kamodiki. Very good name. Kamodiki. The club. Krishna's, all of Krishna's, you know, what's the name of Krishna's conch shell? When Krishna blows it, what's the name of his conch shell? It's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Panchajanya. Yeah, Panchajanya. Mentions actually all of the Pandavas, you know, Pondra. Yeah, it mentions all of their conch shells had names. It's such a nice culture. Yeah. Just like your car, what is the name of your car? What is the name of your car? You can give names to it, personalize everything in this material world. You can give a name to your iPhone. It's all different in Kali Yuga. Give a name to your beanie. And then your watch. No, but in Krishna's Leela, everything is personal. All of Krishna's paraphernalia, everything is personal. It serves him. So everything has name. It's very sweet. So, this is called Rupa Madhurya. Krishna's form. Much more sweet. Lord Balaram's form is also like that. So you have Prema Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, one more. What's the final one? Four qualities that only Krishna has. Venu Madhurya. What does that mean? The sweetness of Krishna's flute. Do you ever hear pastime, Lord Nisringadev playing a flute? Do you hear? Where is the pastime? Lord Nisringadev playing flute. Where is the pastime? Lord Ramachandra playing a flute. We don't hear. Lord Ramachandra, of course he can play a flute. Nisringadev can play a flute. You can't say the Lord can't play a flute. Nisringadev could play the most beautiful flute. Yeah. But it might be very... Who knows what it would sound like. But he, of course he can play. He's the best flute player. Ramachandra, the best flute player. But it's not so much part of their leela because the sweetness is not being manifest as much. But Krishna and Balaram, they play the flute. Krishna plays the flute. It says when Krishna plays the flute, the inanimate things become animated and the animated things become inanimated. Right? So the cows, when they hear Krishna's flute, they stop chewing the grass. And they become stunned. It looks like they're figures in a picture, in a painting. And it says the grass just begins to drop from their mouth. Because they're just listening to Krishna's flute. Everything that's inanimate. Because it said the birds are flying overhead. Then when the birds are flying, they hear Krishna's flute. They think. They listen. They forget to fly. So all the birds start falling out of the sky. It's difficult if you're a bird. If you stop flying, then you just go... Falling. So you see Krishna playing the flute, and birds are going, toon, 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 dropping. So that's how powerful his flute is. So things which are animated, they become inanimate. Things which are inanimated, which don't move, they begin to move when Krishna... if you go around Vrindavan, there are several places where you see Krishna's charana. You see Krishna's footprint. Where are they? Different places. There's Ekovardhan Hill, near the Ratnasimhasan. There's a place where Krishna's footprint. There's the famous Shila, which is now in Radha Damodar temple, or Krishna's footprint. Over near Kamyavan, there's a place on the top of the hill. There's a small hill there. I've seen it. I did Braj Mandal Parikram in 1994, so we went all around. So there's one place over there. I haven't been there for a long time, but where Krishna... So it's different places. So when Krishna plays his flute, the rock that he stands on, it melts. And then he's... So things which are inanimate, which is solid, they melt, like butter or honey, when Krishna plays the flute. So Lord Balaram does all this too. Lord Balaram also plays the flute to call his gopis. He's expert. So everything that Krishna does, Balaram can do also. It's all the same. Prabhupada said there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, except complexion. One is like monsoon cloud. The other one is like autumn cloud. One is whitish, one is darkish. That's the only difference. Of course, Krishna is more powerful. Because you know the Brahma Vimohan Lila. What is Brahma Vimohan Lila? Yeah, Vimohana. Vimohan means? No. Mohan means? To bewilder. Madan Mohan. Who is Madan? Cupid. You heard of Cupid? Yeah. Cupid, right? Mohan means one who bewilders Cupid. There's a nice pastime where Krishna bewilders Cupid, right? But then, Mohan means bewilder. Vimohan means completely bewildered. Means not even a little bit bewildered, means complete. Have you ever been completely bewildered? Where you don't even understand? You don't even know where you are, what's going on? Like, completely bewildered. Right? This was Lord Brahma, right? He took all the calves and the cowherd boys. Right? He took them all, right? So he took them all, put them there, turned back. They're all there again. Right? So he's bewildered. Oh, that's strange. I just took them. So imagine you took something. You're in your house and you take something off the bench and you put it on the table and then you turn back and it's still on the bench. What would you think? You'd be like, wait a minute. So then, right, he checked again. No, it's there. And then he checks again. No, it's there. And then he's like, what's going on? Bewildered. And then he looks at these ones, the ones that he took, which are still there, that he thought he took, but they're still there. He looked at them, and then they all go, they show four arms. And then he goes, oh, now I'm in trouble. Right? Now I did something really stupid. I tried to trick Krishna. And now Krishna's doing something to it. Vimohan. He had no idea what was going on. Right? And then he became nervous. You ever become nervous in front of a great person? Yeah? Especially when you do something stupid? Do you want to hear a pastime where I did something stupid and I became very nervous? Yeah, I'm not going to tell it. But I have some good pastimes. I did some really stupid things in front of my Guru Maharaj when I was a young devotee. When I look back at it, I think, how can anyone be so stupid? But I did it. But I don't have time, otherwise I would tell you. Ask me another. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you one. This is a good one. This is really stupid. All right, so you know, in the reception, all right, and then you have the dining room. So it used to be the opposite, right? The reception was the dining room, and the sannyasis used to take. So my Guru Maharaj gave class, went over to the dining room to take prasadam, and then the reception's on the other side. So he came in and he wanted toast for breakfast. And the day before, we made toast, but it was in the kitchen, where the Didi kitchen is now. So I'd make the toast and run it into him, and I'd put it on his plate, and he would take it, and he'd say, it's not hot. Because I had to bring it like, I don't know, 20 seconds would take me to get there, but by the time I got, it wasn't hot, he said. So he said, not hot. So next day I thought, okay, my godbrothers, and they said, just put the toaster in the dining room. So when he wants it, he just make the toast, put it on his plate, hot. So he walked in, he looked at me, and he said, I don't want you popping in here. I don't want you making toast here. I'll make it somewhere else, but make sure it comes and it's hot. So I'm thinking, oh my God, lie down. So I went into the dining room. It used to be reception. But that room used to have thick carpet, like thick carpet, white, thick carpet. So I went in, I put the toaster on the ground and started making the toast and then, you know, run the toast into him. So it was hot, straight across, putting it, he was happy. Hot toast, not popping in the room, everything was good. Except when I finished serving him, I walked in, I picked up the toaster. The toaster had been sitting on the white carpet, it was black. In the reception, right as you walk in, like black mark where the toaster was. I thought, oh my God. Like that. And then I just thought about different ways that I could leave this material world. You know, I thought I could go to the Ganges, throw myself in, or throw myself in front of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatrakat, or I just started thinking all the different ways to, you know, off the top of Govardhan Hill, but I'm not allowed to do that because I'm not like, so I thought maybe I'll go to the Dandenongs, jump off the Dandenongs, or like, I was thinking different ways. So then I told Aniruddha Prabhu, and he wasn't very happy, right? And then that night we went up to, I was serving my Guru Maharaj just before he took rest. He was taking milk and puff rice. So I was serving him, and then Aniruddha Prabhu said, he said, Keshava had an accident today. And my Guru Maharaj was with the puff rice and the hot milk, he was having the spoon, he dropped the spoon. He went, and the spoon. He said, what accident? And he wasn't looking at me. He just like looked at me and then looked down. And then Aniruddha Prabhu was looking at me, so I looked at Aniruddha Prabhu and said, but Aniruddha Prabhu, he had me. So then he started telling him what the accident was. Right? And then my Guru Maharaj spent 15 minutes, right, telling me the different ways that we could deal with it. He said, oh, maybe you have to replace the whole carpet, which is going to cost thousands of dollars. So he said, you have to go out and start collecting. You know, go out and start selling books to make money to... Oh my God. And he's doing different things. He said, oh, maybe we can get an expert in to cut out one square. And it just went on and on. He was, you know, like this. And at the end, when he finished, he got up and he walked out and he looked at me and he said, stupid. And then he walked out. So, we all do stupid. And when I look back, I think, who would do that? Who would put a toaster on carpet? Like, it doesn't even make sense. Right? But we do stupid things in devotional service. But we should not do those things. At least now I've learnt some things. So, as you progress in devotional service, you have to remember, right? We should not do these silly things. So Lord Brahma, he did something very silly, right? He tried to play with Krishna. He tried to take everything from Krishna. And then what did Krishna do to him? Vimohana. He showed him the lila. So then afterwards, after 1 year, you know the pastime, then for 1 year, Krishna was, he took the form of the calves and the cowherd boys. Right, then after 1 year, 3 days before, because this actually would have happened around about today, around about yesterday or today, this is when the pastime would have happened. Because then after 1 year is passing, oh no, actually it happened on Baladev Purnima. Yeah, it happened on Lord Balaram's appearance, which is in 2 days. That's when the actual Brahmavi Mohan Leela took place. So around about today, Balaram said to Krishna, what's happening? You know, for the last year, something's been happening. All the cowherd boys and the calves, they're so attracted. Their mothers are so attracted to them. It's like it's you. Did you do something? And Krishna said, yeah. He said, last year on your birthday, Lord Brahma came and he took everything and now I'm playing a joke with him, like that. And he said, oh. So even Balaram did not know that Krishna was... So this shows that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Krishna Janmashtami ki, yeah. Baladev Purnima ki, yeah. Jonan Yatra ki, yeah. Nishringadev Bhagavan ki, yeah. Going back home, back to Godhead key?
Go pray, Manande.
Om Tat Sat. Any questions or comments in the material world? Yeah. Do we have a microphone that works in this call?
Hare Sharaji, thank you for the wonderful class. My question was, you said Krishna's like Narasimha Dev is his complete form. So why doesn't he have the four separate qualities that Krishna has?
I explained that in the class, because Krishna is showing sweetness, madhurya, whereas that is not the mood of Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev is Krishna, but the mood is different. Yeah, so he doesn't show the sweet mood. He shows the angry mood or the powerful mood. He shows these moods, but he doesn't show the sweet mood. This is Krishna.
Thank you, Raji.
It's okay. Any other questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, when we go to Goloka Vrindavana, will we see Radharani first, or will we see Lord Krishna first, or will we see them together? And what will be our reaction? Like, will they be even more beautiful than we describe them and how Srimad Bhagavatam describes them? Or will they be similar to what we hear from Bhagavatam? And
when you go back to Goloka, first thing we have to do is get back to Goloka. That's not very easy. So first get there. Then what happens is that you see Krishna. And when you see him, actually you faint. Because you haven't seen him for so long that when you see him again, you just, it is too much. And you faint. And then Krishna brings you back to consciousness. He touches you. He brings you back to consciousness. And according to your rasa or your relationship, he will touch you in a different way. If you're a friend or a parent or a lover, then he will touch you differently. Then when he brings you back, then he will show you. He turns and he says, look, there's Radharani, there's Vrindavan, there's the Jamuna, there's the cows, there's Govardhan Hill, and you'll see all those things. And does he look more beautiful than what we hear described? What do you think? Yeah, very much more beautiful. You can't describe. All the description we hear are just descriptions, that's all. But when we see him, we won't believe it. We won't believe it when we see him. How beautiful he is. Is it okay?
Thank you, Ravati.
Any other questions? Yes, sir. Where is the microphone?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the wonderful class. Just wanted to ask you, you mentioned him before, of all the reasons why you believe Krishna is God. And I really liked that. And I agree too, you know, how, and I barely even know much of the scriptures, but even just what I do know, I know it's really intricate. But I'm just really curious, like, you have any more reasons why you believe that Krishna is God?
Yeah, it's good. Very good question. Yeah, we need to ask ourselves these things regularly. Burujan Prabhu is expert at asking these questions. Sometimes he says, where does your faith come from? It really makes you think. Where does your faith come from? Why are you a devotee? Because if you don't understand this on the deepest level, you may leave Krishna consciousness, which people do. You know, I've seen, it doesn't happen as much now, because the devotees are more shastrically inclined than in the past, but you know, people leave, and they become weak or despondent in their devotional service. It happens. So we don't want that to happen to us, but it can happen. Maya is powerful. She's powerful. She will test us. She's very powerful. We should never take her for granted. Prabhupada says that, don't underestimate Maya. She can take you like that, any day of the week, any time of the day, when she wants to put pressure on you. So we have to ask ourselves, why do we see Krishna as God? So another reason, yeah, one reason is, like I said, because to me it's way too elaborate, the whole thing. Like, it blows my mind how intricate everything is. So that's one reason. Another reason is because Krishna consciousness is experiential, right? As Prabhupada said, you have to taste the honey. You can't lick the outside of the honey jar, which you may have heard that example, right? So you've got to taste the honey. So when you chant these shastras, these ancient teachers, they chant Hare Krishna. You will feel something. So then you start doing it, and then, oh, wait a minute, this works. I actually feel something. And then while you're chanting, your mind says, am I actually feeling something? Am I actually feeling something, or am I just telling myself that I'm feeling something? Or am I feeling something because I'm feeling something, or because someone told me I'm feeling something? Or is this actually feeling something? Or am I not feeling something? Or could I be feeling something, or would I be feeling something? Or one day I might feel something. Like that. And your mind just goes, that's the mind. So when you get beyond that, and you get into the soul, right, and then you actually feel, then that's another reason why we stay. Because the Shastra says, chant, we do chant the names of Krishna, we feel something, and then we understand it, it all begins to work. And then you have profound experiences, like when you go to the holy dhams, like Vrindavan and Mayapur, and when you see the deities, you know, like the deities here in Melbourne, like they're, you know, I mean, the deity worship in Melbourne is, you know, top 1% in ISKCON. You know, this temple is top 1% in ISKCON on many levels, right? So when you have these profound devotional experiences like Julan Yatra last night and different things, then it doesn't become a question that you ask, is Krishna God? The question is, how can I know Krishna better? How can I get closer to Him? How can I become a better servant? How can I purify my consciousness? Like that. So. Is that okay?
Yeah, very much. Thank you.
We could say many things, but this is a good question, though. Any other questions? In the material world, yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. Why was your guru so heavy with you when you, burnt the carpet?
Why was he so heavy?
Yeah.
Prabhupada could be very heavy. As soft as a rose, as hard as a thunderbolt. And my Guru Maharaj was well known for being heavy. The word guru means heavy. Laghu means light. Guru means heavy. Right? So guru means heavy. So my guru was known for being very heavy sometimes. So that was just his methodology of training. Because if we don't get chastised, right, on a regular basis, right, we don't develop good character. Right? So it says the parent and the guru must chastise the children to keep good character like that. So it was good because many of the things, my guru was very heavy. It put an impression on me how I need to improve, things I remember. And it keeps you humble. Right? Like if people can't get the microphone together, and then we have to change it 3 times in a lecture, or 18 times a lecture, what is that? That's not very good, right? So these things, we need these things to make us improve. So that's why he was heavy. And plus, that was very stupid. I mean, who puts a toaster on a carpet? You know, only someone very dull would do that. He actually said to me one time, he said, it's good that you're improving because now you can do things closer to me. He said, in the beginning, you were just so like, you know, oh Krishna consciousness, oh. Everything's amazing. Like, you know, you're serving your guru like that. You can't really serve your guru. You know, it's just like, oh, it's all blissful. It's all, you know, but you've got to get down on the ground and actually look at what you're doing and do it properly. Yeah. So he was training me. Yeah. And then he said, now you can do more services for me because he said your head is coming out of the clouds. In the beginning, I was just, you know, when you join, you're just like, oh, it's amazing. Everything's just amazing. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah, but that's not Krishna consciousness. What do you think? Everyone in the spiritual world's walking around going, oh, wow, this is all so beautiful. Oh, no, they're serving Krishna. Come on, Krishna needs garlands. Krishna needs his lassie. Krishna needs, you know, it's like everyone's like continuously. They're blissful while they're doing it, but they're perfectly focused as well. You know, both things there. They're overwhelmed with bliss, but their service is so attentive. Just like we were reading last night, actually, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When tears come into the eyes, the great devotees, they say, these tears are an obstruction to my service. Because, you know, my eyes are so full of tears, I can't see things properly, I can't serve Krishna. I'm feeling so blissful, I'm crying, but now this crying is just disrupting my service, so it becomes like that. So, yeah, it's a fine balance between the two, being blissful but also being practical. So I was being very blissful, serving my guru toast, oh, the toast was hot, but I nearly burnt down the temple, so what's the point? Not very smart, is it? Is that okay? Yeah, so that's why we took the carpet out of the... Too dangerous. Any other questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. In Guru Puja we recite, you are my Lord, birth after birth. What does that mean?
In Guru Puja we say to the Guru, you're my Lord, birth after birth.
Yeah.
It just means we want to eternally serve the Guru. Want to eternally serve the Guru. So birth after birth, I will come back and I will serve you again and again and again. That's the mood of the disciple. The disciple, I want to keep serving my Guru. Lifetime after lifetime. Does it make sense? Should be so attached to your Guru. You just want to serve them lifetime after lifetime.
Thank you.
Is it okay? Okay, please come again. And bring sweets. Okay. Any other points? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Gauranga.
Yeah.